Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to getting stuff done, feeling good, and navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're on a roller coaster with no brakes, constantly tossed around by every little thing that happens? You know that feeling when stress hits like a freight train, or anxiety starts whispering those pesky doubts in your ear? Well, we're diving deep into mindfulness and self-compassion today. Two powerful tools that can help you take the reins and steer your emotional ship towards calmer waters. Trust me, this stuff isn't just for hippies on mountaintops. It's a game changer for anyone who wants to feel more centered, resilient, and ultimately, happier. So buckle up, because we're about to unpack five key takeaways that can revolutionize how you handle your emotions. Number 1. Mindfulness is like a mental superpower. It's the ability to pay attention to the present moment without judgment. Think of it like this. Your mind is constantly buzzing with thoughts, worries, and distractions. Mindfulness allows you to gently observe those thoughts without getting swept away by them. It's like watching clouds drift by. They come and go, but you remain anchored in the here and now. Number 2. Self-compassion is all about treating yourself with kindness and understanding, just like you would treat a good friend. We're often our own harshest critics, beating ourselves up over mistakes and setbacks. But when we practice self-compassion, we learn to acknowledge our imperfections without judgment, offering ourselves words of comfort and encouragement instead of criticism. Remember that amazing friend who always knows how to lift you up? Be that friend to yourself. Number 3. Mindfulness and self-compassion work hand in hand. When you cultivate mindfulness, you become more aware of your thoughts, feelings, and sensations. This awareness allows you to respond to challenges with more clarity and compassion, both towards yourself and others. Think about it like this. If you're constantly caught up in a whirlwind of negative thoughts, it's harder to respond with kindness and understanding. But when you take a moment to breathe and observe those thoughts without judgment, you create space for self-compassion to blossom. Number 4. These practices aren't about achieving some state of perfect Zen. It's about progress, not perfection. There will be days when your mind feels like a runaway train, and that's okay. Just remember to gently redirect your attention back to the present moment and offer yourself some kindness. Consistency is key here. Just like building any other skill, mindfulness and self-compassion take time and practice. And finally, number 5. Remember that you are not alone on this journey. There are countless resources available to help you cultivate mindfulness and self-compassion. From guided meditations to online courses to support groups, there's something out there for everyone. Don't be afraid to reach out and connect with others who are on a similar path. Sharing your experiences and learning from each other can make all the difference. Ever feel like you're constantly juggling a million things? Deadlines looming, emails flooding in, kids screaming. Maybe that's just me. And life throwing curveballs left and right. It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind and lose sight of what truly matters, our well-being. I remember this one time when I was swamped with work, feeling like I was drowning in a sea of to-dos. I had a meeting coming up that felt absolutely crucial, but my mind was racing, anxiety was building, and I just couldn't focus. Instead of letting myself get consumed by stress, I took a few minutes to practice mindfulness. I focused on my breath, noticing the rise and fall of my chest, and allowed myself to feel the sensations of grounding beneath my feet. This simple act of awareness helped me calm my racing thoughts, find clarity, and approach that meeting with a sense of composure. So remember, friends, emotional regulation isn't about suppressing your feelings or pretending everything is always rosy. It's about developing the skills to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. Mindfulness and self-compassion are powerful tools that can help you cultivate that inner strength and find peace amidst the chaos. So, take a deep breath. Be kind to yourself, and remember that you've got this. Now go out there and rock your day. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights. Let's spread the love of mindfulness and self-compassion far and wide. See you in the next episode.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.